Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Yud Dalad. We left off in the middle of Sif Aleph. We are on page Kuf Chaf, the second line. Page Kuf Chaf is the page following 238. We said in the beginning of Shin Yud Aleph, the Mechaber told us that there's Ein Binyan V'Stira B'Kelim, and then the Mechaber clarified that Zdafka talking about a Binyan that's not a Binyan Mamish, like a barrel that had pieces broken apart and you put it back together. So to open that barrel again, to break it open, would not be a problem of Binyan V'Stira B'Kelim. And if you don't make a nice hole, it will not be a problem of making a new Pesach, which would be Mesakin Mana. But if the Kli was Shalim, so then the Mechaber Paskin, there would be Binyan V'Stira B'Kelim. So we pick up now in the second line on page Kuf Chaf, where the Mechaber says, Vim Hoya Sakin Takua Mi Erev Shabbos B'Chavis. If there was a knife stuck into a barrel from before Shabbos, Mutr Lohotzio Ulahachniso, you're allowed to take it out and put it back in. Sharei Eino Miskavin Lohosif. Even though it will surely be making the hole larger, but since that is not your kavana, it's going to be mutter. And we'll see in the Mishnah Berura that even though it's a psik ratio that it's going to get larger, since we're discussing over here and only in Issa the Rabbanon, the Mechaber holds that psik ratio under the Rabbanon is mutter. The Rama argues and says, V'dafka shotzio gamkein pamachas mibodyom. It has to be that you already took it out one time from before Shabbos, and that way it will not be a psik ratio that the hole will widen when you take it out. Avlim loho tzio mibodyom aser. But if you never took the knife out from the kli from before Shabbos, it will be aser to have a psik resha, the osa nekev upesach lachavis, because that would be a psik resha that you are making the hole larger in the barrel. And the Rama obviously holds that psik resha on the Rabbanan is aser. So that is a machlokas, the Mechaber and the Rama, that will see clarified in the Mishnah Berura, whether psik resha on the Rabbanan is aser. Again, since the hole is a small hole that the knife is stuck into, it's not to take out and to bring in, and therefore making this hole would only be the Rabbanan, not the Araisa. So is it psik resha on the Rabbanan mutter, or is it aser? The Rama ends off and says, Kli shen nisro eya in mutter lito mimenu cheres ayin leel simen shen ches sif mem dalid. In terms of a kli that's shaky, it's breaking, are you allowed to break off pieces from the shaky kli? So that we discussed in simen shen ches that one is not allowed to. Says the Mishnah Berura sif katan yud aleph takua. You have the knife stuck in. Hainu shahaya takua b'chozek. We're talking about a knife that is stuck in very tight with strength. And through taking the knife out and putting it back in, it's for sure, it's a psik resha that the hole is going to widen. Even so, since the ikur iser of widening this hole is only mid rabbanan, even if you did it on purpose, the mechaber holds its mutter. That's not your kavana. The shita of the Rama is to argue on the Mechaber. This is specifically permissible if you had taken it out already one time from before Shabbos. That way it was already widened a little bit. Then when you're taking it out on Shabbos and putting it back in, it would no longer be a psik resha. But without that, without previously having it taken out and put it back in, it would be forbidden to take it out on Shabbos, the psik resha, because that is a psik resha. The after who Pesach shein osri lahachnasu lahosi, because even though this Pesach is small, it's not made to bring in and to take out. The isuro hu rak midirabonim, and therefore the isur is only midirabonim v'kanal. Svirle the Rama holds the psikresha osir af b'milsa derabonim. Again, a psikresha is osir even on a derabonim. The ein lekamon besif yudbeis. Look later on in the Shulchan Aruch and sif yudbeis. The bekosel shehu mechuber. When we're talking about a case of a wall which is attached to the ground, not a case of a barrel. So then gam ha mechaber mode the osir lohotzi asakin shayotakua b'meir Shabbos. Then even the mechaber would agree to the Rambam that you can't take the knife out that was stuck in from before Shabbos. And the same thing would be this true, like we discussed last night, if it would be a kli, but the kli was large that it was able to hold 40 saw. The yotze gam came mishem kli davika oel, that also goes out from the category of kli. It's like an oel, and it would have the same din as the kosel. The shom b'miskavin l'harchiv anekev chayv mishum kodeach to have a tolod de bona. In that case of the wall or the kli that holds more than 40 saw, there there, if you did it on purpose, you were mechaving to widen the hole, that would be an issur d'oraisa of kodeach, which is a tolda of binyan. V'lachin, and therefore, afilu im eino mechaving, even if you're not mechaving for the hole to get bigger, al koponim psikreishu, that would be a psikreisha on a d'oraisa. And although over here we have the mechaber more lenient than the Rama, that a psikreisha on the Rabbana would be mutter, but the mechaber would agree to the Rama over there, and he does, that a psikreisha on a hole in a wall, which would be a d'oraisa, so that would be usr, a psikreisha on a d'oraisa, everyone holds his usr. Vihine, and behold, le'inyan ikir hadin hiskimu ha-magen Avram v'al yiraba v'hagra v'agon rikiv eger. Halacha l'maisa, all these achronim agree that psikreisha usr af b'milsa the rabbanon. They be'ikir agree with the Rama that a psikreisha on the rabbanon is usr. U'mikom makom hocha mitzadidin ha-magen Avram v'hagra. But still, in this case over here, the Magen Avram and the Gra lean to say, d'midina af b'kosel shari. Not only are they going to say by a chavis it's mutter, but even by a kosel it's going to be mutter, hecha she'meskavein. Why is that? Kevan she'ein tzarech lahaguma. Since in both cases, the hole in the barrel, the hole in the wall, it's not that you are looking to have that hole, you just want to take out the knife. So therefore, the havei melacha shein tzarech lagufa. Therefore, even the case of the wall is downgraded to a drabbanon because it's a melacha shein tzarech lagufa. The gora mishaar iser drabbanon da aser hecha shu psikresha, and it's even lower and simpler than a regular case of a psikresha on a drabbanon, which they hold is normally aser. Kevan shu gam ke mekalkel, because you're also doing a negative thing. You're doing a destructive act. The gamu kalachar yad, and you're also doing it with a shinui. You're not making a hole, you're just pulling out the knife. So number one, you're being mekalkel the wall, and number two, you're doing it with a shinui. The fact that the hole is getting wider, it's not the normal way that you will widen the hole. Shemisrachev aguma, that the hole widens. Kedel'el b'simin shin yud aleph sevches gabet snow, like we saw earlier in simin shin yud aleph ayin sham. So therefore, even though these achronim hold that really the Rama is right, and a psikresha even on the Rabbanon is mutter, in this case, even the case of the wall, which we said before would be daraisa, they're saying is mutter. Number one, it's a melacha shein tzarich lagufa, so it's downgraded to a Rabbanon. Number two, it's mekalkel, it's a shinui, and therefore in these cases, they say, the Magen Avraham and the Gra, that it will be mutter. Ela sheha'olam nagubo iser lahotzi, however, the minhag ha'olam is to aser, to take out the knife, denira ka'osa neka bakosel, because in that case, it looks like you're making a hole in the wall. So that's a very important point. Although we have this machlokas, the Mechaber and the Rama over here by Psikresha the Rabbanon, and when it comes to Psikresha the Oraisa, they both agree that it is Aser, the Achronim say the Ikar Adin, in this case that we're discussing, that would be the Oraisa by a wall, they're saying it's Mutter. Number one, Melacha Shein Esu Lugufa downgrades it to the Rabbanon, and it's a Kilkul, it's a Shinui, and therefore in the Ikar Adin, the Magen Avraham and the Gra say it's Mutter, but the Minhag HaOlam is to Aser, because it looks like you're making a hole in the wall. And so too, the Taz leans to say that Meikra Adin by the Kosel should be Mutter as well. But he says, L'maisa, I don't have in my hands to be lenient against these big poskim, the Chumash Hadeshin, the Mechaber, the Ramah, Shepasku Kulam Besof HaSimin LaHachmir, that they all pass in at the end of the Simin to be Machmir LeInyan Kosel. V'cheinu Gam Kein Da'as El Yeraba, and that's also the opinion of El Yeraba, Kal Shulchan Aruch V'HaRamah, to go like the Mechaber and the Ramah, the Efshir D'Nichalei Shehei HaNekev Meruva L'Achsav L'Itcha B'HaSakim, because maybe really it's good for the person that the hole should widen, and it'll be easier to put the knife back in. U'Bo'ofen Zeh B'Vadai L'Kulyam Aser, and if that's the case, then it's a melacha shetzricha lagufa, and that way, and you're really mechavin for it, so then everyone for sure would agree that it's aser. So, ela le'inyan chavis. So the Taz, although he really holds it should be mutter over there, he doesn't have the audacity to say that it's mutter, connected these big poskim. Only legabe the chavis will say it's mutter, where the ikr iser hu rak mid rabbanon. Here, as we said, the ikr iser, even if you did it on purpose, would only be the rabbanon. So then yesh lismoch, then you can rely hecha shu tzara gadol, when it is a great need. read Adas HaMechaber on the sheet of the Mechaber Shematr Lohotzi HaSakim B'Shabbos, who allows you to take out the knife on Shabbos. Kevon She'ein Meskavin Lohosiv HaNekev, since the Maisa, your Kavona is not to widen the hole. Afilu Heicha Shelohotzi Me'olo Mitchila, even if you had never previously taken out the knife, he says that case we would be able to matter if it is a Tzara Godol. Says the Mishabur of Aitis of Kotin Yubez, the Osa Nekev of Pesach, this is the Ramah who assers and says you're only allowed to take the knife out of the barrel if it was previously taken out before Shabbos a little bit, so it's not a Psik Resha. But if it was never taken out before Shabbos, where it is a Psik Resha, the Osa Nekev of Pesach Lachavis, you're making a hole and an opening for the Chavis. Zakta Mishabura, Rosalomer means to say, the after Mavur Besif Yubez, even though it is brought down and clarified in Sif Yubez, the Hecha Shasakin Hayatachu Bedover Tolush, that where the knife was stuck into something that was detached from the ground, Mutter Lohotzio B'Shabbos B'chol Gavni, you can always take it out on Shabbos, the Lo Shayach Shom Mishumbona, where there is no Isser in something that is detached of Binyan, Hachashani, here is different, the Yeshbo Mishum Misakim Pisra, here you're fixing up an opening and therefore it would be Usr. The Avshein Usr Lahachnasu Lahotzi, and even though this opening is not made to bring in and to take out, Al Koponim Midrabanan Usr, still it would be an Isr Dirabanan. Says the Mechaber Vaitis of Beis, Hayabaneke Vinistam, you have a barrel that had a hole and you plugged up the hole. So it depends. Imhulamatu Minashmarim, if the hole that was there and you plugged it up was below the area where the sediment is, meaning it's in the lower part of the barrel, so aser lepaschal, then it's aser to reopen it. The kevan shehu lamata, since it's on the bottom, v'chol kovet hayayin olav, and the whole weight of the wine is resting on this hole, tzorech stima ma'alya, you have to plug it up in a very strong way, and therefore opening it again is going to be forbidden. V'chashiv kaposeach mechadosh, so it's like you're reopening it anew because it is closed up so strong. However, lamalo min hashmarim, if the hole in the barrel that you plugged up is higher than the level of the sediment, mutter lepaslo, there you don't have to close it up so strong, and there if you want to reopen it, that would be permissible. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yagimel, neke v'nistam, you have a hole and you plug it up, afilu haya uso makom, makom habarza, even if the place where the hole was that you're plugging it up is the place where the faucet was, shestamo vasob makom acher, that you're closing up the faucet hole that was in place A, and you're making the faucet in place B, v'ata rotsa lepaslo, now you want to reopen the hole that you had closed up where the faucet originally was. So he said that would be usr if it's below the level of where the sediment goes. Sifkata nyudalad v'choshev koposeach mechadosh, since you plug it up so strong, that's like making a new opening. V'alkein usr laso sham afilu nekev katan. Therefore, you're not even allowed to make a small hole over there. She'ein usr lahachnas l'hotzi al yado. Even though the hole is going to be so small that the hole is not going to be able to take in and take out, still it's going to be usr midrabanan. If the hole is above the area of the sediment, then we said Mutter Lepaslo Sifkotin Tazvov, Afilu Hu Nekev Godol, even if the hole is large, Da'osa Hastima Lo Chashiv Hastima Klal, because that closure is not considered a closing up at all, and therefore opening it up, even a large hole, is permissible. Let's look at note number 15. On this last point that we said that if it's over and higher than the area of the sediment, you're allowed to open it up. Says note 15, V'af Chavis HaMachzika Aboim So Shenachsheves Ka'ohel, even if it is a larger barrel that holds 40 saw that has a din of an oel, and thereby an oel, we know binyan and stira over there is like regular binyan v'stira, like we just saw earlier in the simen, still, even in such a kli that has a din of an oel, if the hole is above the level of the sediment, says the chazanish, you would be allowed to open up that hole a second time. Let's continue on in note number 16. Where he brings it down halach lemaisa, v'kufsos karton haskuros ayidei kipulon milamala v'hadbakas hakfalim zelazeh. This is the old-fashioned milk cartons and orange juice cartons that they were made out of cardboard. They would glue together on top, and you would unfold the folds in order to open up the spout. Kegon kufsos cholav omitz tivi v'kadome, like these boxes of milk or juice. And the way you normally open it is by separating the folds. Rav Moshe writes in Igros Moshe, she'asur leposchan, you cannot open these kelim on Shabbos. Ve'ein dinon kedin nekev yashon shenistum. We don't view it like we're discussing over here in Sif Beis, that it was like there was a hole, and you're reopening a hole that was open, that's above the level of the milk or the orange juice. Also, mutru leftoa kashumi al ashmarim. Even though we just said in the Mechaber that if it's above the level of the shmarim, you're allowed to reopen it, but by the milk cartons or the orange juice cartons, when you're unfolding the folds to open it, that is not considered the same din. And the reason is mishum she bekufsos elu, because in these cartons, la'achar milui tochan hakufsa sogrim es apesach yafa yafa. After you fill up the carton with whatever you want to put in it, the milk and the orange juice, what the company does is then it closes up the Pesach very, very well. Ubotel anekev harishon, and it nullifies the original hole that was there. V'lokach necheves psichoson kasias nekev chadash. Therefore, it's like making a new hole. In other words, the same way that we saw in the Mechaber that when you make the hole, when you plug up the hole on the bottom of the shmurim where it's carrying the weight of the wine, so you close it up so strong, therefore it's usher to open. Rav Moshe Feinstein says, when it comes to these milk or orange juice cartons, even though there was a hole and it was closed up, but l'maisa, before they sell it, they close it up so well, so it has a din of a hole that was plugged up on the bottom of the kli, not on the top of the kli, and therefore that would be an isser of opening. We'll stop here and continue next time, Emirat Hashem, with Siv Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.